Good morning and welcome to the Heart of Christ Church, where we know God is good and all the time. And we also know that God has called His church with three commands, and those three commands are to love Him, love others, and go with the gospel of His Son, our Savior, Jesus the Christ, into all of the world. And as we live that very truth, those three commands, all of the scriptures are opened unto us in our lives that we may truly be alive in Christ Jesus and unto the world be the light of this world. So today we're going to continue in that light, and we're going to look into a very dark place today. Most of us don't like to look into dark places because those dark places remind us too much of the bad things in our lives, and they can trigger us. But this is a story, and we need to remember, when we say it's a story, it's not a fictitious story. This is a historical event. This is a recounting of something that happened during Jesus' ministry. So today, we're going to be looking at the demoniac and just what happened, and how does Pastor come to, from this sermon, the power of understanding. Because how does this story of the demonic have to do with understanding? There's a lot here about understanding, because one of the things that I need us to understand is this physical world does not control the universe. It doesn't control us. We are controlled by the spiritual world. We are fighting in our world right now the greatest spiritual battle that has ever been fought. And I'm going to tell you, it is the same spiritual battle that began in the Garden of Eden. It has been going on ever since that time. During the crucifixion and His death and resurrection, Satan finally figured out he lost. However, because of God's foreknowledge and everything else that is God, Satan is still active in this world. He knows he has fallen. He knows that his time is coming and that his time is short. Therefore, all the demonic is pouring in as much as it can because it knows it's going to lose. It knows it's not going to win. But what's its purpose? Its purpose is to defeat us, to take us out. Because in doing so, if it can take a person out, before they come to Christ, they're lost to God. And that's what the evil wants. And we need to understand that. But it also wants to take us out who are in Christ. Why? Because we understand the importance of who we are and what's going on in our lives as we go through this struggle. And this is the struggle that we all go through. We fight against light and darkness. Does the light understand? Does the darkness understand? Yes, it does. Who doesn't understand? We're going to see all of that right here today. Because it's not the spiritual things that don't understand. It's the physical things that don't understand. So let us take in the word of the Lord this day. For thus saith the word of the Lord, from the fifth chapter of the book of Mark in the first verse. They came to the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gerasenes. And when he got out of the boat, immediately a man from the tombs with an unclean spirit met him. And he had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one was able to bind him anymore, even with a chain, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been torn apart by him and the shackles broken in pieces, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Constantly, night and day, he was screaming among the tombs and in the mountains and gashing himself, with stones. Seeing Jesus from a distance, he ran up and bowed down before him. Now, I'm going to stop there. This is going to be in three sections today. Normally, I read through the whole thing, but today I want us to gain understanding. This gentleman saw Jesus coming, knew who he was, and went to him. Immediately. Isn't that what it says in verse 1? And immediately a man met him. But he saw him at a distance. You see, the spiritual understands who God is. They recognize God immediately. They recognize one another immediately. Because they do not see the way we see. They see the spiritual realities. And when they see God coming, they know who he is. They cannot deny him. In fact, we're going to see that in the next portion of reading. Because the demons actually call upon God. Did you know demons call upon God? Many of us think, no, it's only the righteous. No, they understand. They understand all this stuff happens because the spirit world enables it to happen. Who is the head of the spirit world? God the Father, from whom all things have come. So when this demon was out there and he sees Jesus coming, he knew immediately that Jesus was coming for him. Why was he coming for him? He crossed the great sea just to get to the other side. Was this a mistake? You know, was there something, you know, because when we read this story, you know, when we get to the end of it, Jesus goes back and he really has no ministry over there. So was it a mistake? Absolutely not. God makes no mistakes, and we're going to see that here in just a little bit. We may not understand what's going on, but God never wastes his time. And God will not waste his time on you. He's going to do things in you. You may not see the fruit thereof for quite some time. Though the spiritual knows immediately what's going on. How many of us know immediately what's going on? No. Sometimes it takes us decades. Okay? I'm going to pick on one of my guys. Harry, how old are you? 77. You got everything right? 76? He ain't even got his age right. You just proved my point, Harry, and you didn't even try. I'm in the same boat. I was telling everybody I was 62 when I was 61 because I always project. And then when I did turn 62, it was like, no, wait a minute, that doesn't add up because I'd be 63. Yeah, we are messed up. We don't see things the way God sees them. We don't see the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning. But he does. Everything's under his control. And he immediately knows. In fact, he has foreknowledge of all things. People have said to me, well, how can he know that if we have free choice? We can make 500 million different choices. Yes, and he knows the possibility of every one of them, but the reality is he knows the one you're going to choose. We have no idea. But here's this evil. This evil in our world immediately knows. Do you think they're not in some kind of control? Do you think they don't have an agenda? We're going to see that right here. We're going to see that right here because the evil knows what it needs to do because it knows its time is coming, but its time is going to be short, but then the end, okay? Does all that sit put in here? Yes, watch. Reading on, we're going to start again in 6 and read forward, all right? Seeing Jesus from a distance, he ran up and bowed down before him. And shouting with a loud voice, he said, what business do we have with each other, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God not to torment me. For he had been saying to him, come out of the man, you unclean spirit. And he was asking him, what is your name? And he said to him, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he began to implore him earnestly, do not send them out of the country. Now there was a large herd of swine feeding nearby on the mountain. The demons implored him, saying, send us into the swine so that we may enter them. Jesus gave them permission, and coming out, the unclean spirits entered the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea, about 2,000 of them, and they were drowned in the sea. When we look at these words, it's a continuation of the very thought that I was just giving you, that God knows what's going to happen. God knows what's going to be. The demonic has no idea what is going to be, because they are not omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. They are local, just like we are. They have been here for a long time, so they have a greater understanding than we do about spiritual things. But they don't know everything. However, what they do know is that the past repeats itself. And they also know that their time is running out. So why did they implore Jesus not to destroy them? Because their fear was Jesus would send them to their doom at that moment. But they know that they still have time on this earth. Because Jesus has the power to destroy anything. Why? Because he is God. So they implored him in the name of God to allow them to live, to allow them to be. Because they would not have been destroyed if they'd have gone into hell. They'd have simply been held there. But theirs is not hell, because hell is for the fallen angels and for those of us. The demonic do not go into hell. They go into the lake of fire. They're two different places. And folks don't understand that. The lake of fire is the final judgment. They are reserved for the final judgment, where they will be destroyed forever and ever. And they didn't want to meet their end just yet. Why? Because there was yet work for them to do. And there is yet work for them to do. But weren't they destroyed? Folks, I want you to look at what he says here. Don't send us out of this country. Now, there's a reason that's stated here, and we're going to get that here in our last reading. Because in this country, they did not understand spiritual things. How do I know that? We're going to see that in the next reading. Because they knew that in this country, they would be safe, that they would be able to do their work. So they said to him, you know, put us into the swine. So Jesus put them into the swine, and the swine ran down the cliff, and they jumped into the water. Did they understand what they were doing? Well, they were just destroyed, weren't they? Isn't that what you read that? And they were just destroyed. And wait a minute, they're spiritual beings. All they did was destroy the pigs. Why are the demons here? To affect us. 2,000 pigs ran down a cliff in an old country 2,000 years ago. How many farmers do you think that destroyed their livelihoods? I want you to think about this. See, we don't think about this stuff. 2,000 pigs. Now, I want you to think about that. 2,000 pigs. You couldn't get 500 pigs in this auditorium. So that would be four times the amount of space that this auditorium would hold. That would devastate, because remember, they didn't have big pieces of land. They didn't have a lot of wealth. You know, if they may have had 10 pigs a person, you know, whatever it was. How many people's livelihoods did this destroy? Did it destroy the demons? Heavens, no. They ran down over the cliff. They destroyed this whole ecosystem on the other side of the sea, and they were simply released to go out and do it all over again. Many of us don't understand that, do we? They understood it. Don't send us into perdition. Don't send us out of this country. Don't send us to the final judgment. Send us into the pigs. Jesus said, okay. Why? Because he wanted to show the people who were there something that they would not have seen nor understood in any other way. Because how many of us have to be affected in a great way before we will understand that there's a problem coming, or that there's a problem here? Right now in our world, how much is happening in our world? We have people over in England right now who are being arrested and jailed for anywhere from 6 months to 9 years for posting on TikTok or Facebook or YouTube or Instagram or whatever, stating something about the immigrants in their country. They're being arrested. Do you think it's far off for us? Folks, it's coming. All of this stuff in Europe, it's the same way. People are being arrested because they're speaking out. And the powers that be, I'm not talking to governments, remember, this is Ephesians, the powers and principalities are trying to suppress everybody, shut everybody up. All of those of us who are right, good, who think morally, it's trying to shut it down. Because if I can oppress you to the point where I can shut you down, you will shut out God. Do you understand? Because how many of us want to go through a tough time to have our eyes awakened? We would rather live in darkness and comfort than confront darkness with truth. Is that a truth? Yes, that is a truth. Many people leave the church. Many people leave the church because the church has spoken something against their darkness. And you're picking on me. You're making me feel bad. Well, why don't you pick on this person? Why don't you pick on that person? Why don't you worry about yourself? Isn't that what Jesus said to Peter concerning John? What business is that of yours? You deal with you. What I do with him is none of your concern. But it's so amazing because the church is this petty. We are this petty because we have bowed ourselves to the lack of understanding. That God is going to deal with you. If it doesn't seem like he's dealing with somebody else, you're not living their life. You have no idea what they're going through. So don't judge somebody else's life by what you see or what you think. Remember, when we do that, we're making assumptions. And I had a wonderful teacher in school that taught me assumptions, if you spell it out, makes an ass out of you and me. A-S-S-U-M. Yeah, I can't even spell it. Don't assume, that's how it was, not assumption. I'm like, wait a minute, that's not right. Don't assume, A-S-S-U-M-E. Because that's the truth of it. You're not hurting anybody but yourself when you come against these things, when you don't receive the rebuke that God brings to us. Because God does bring rebuke. How many of you have been rebuked? Do you understand it is for your good, not for your harm? It is to bring you closer to Him, not to push you away. But because of our ignorance, and what is ignorance? The lack of knowledge. Because of our ignorance, we rebel. And we see not good. Is that the truth? Let's read the rest of the story. From verse 14. The herdsmen ran away and reported in the city and in the country, and the people came to see what it was that had happened. They came to Jesus and observed the man who had been demon-possessed sitting down, clothed, and in his right mind. The very man who had the legion, and they became frightened. Those who had seen it described to them how it happened, and to the demon-possessed man, and all about the swine. And they began to implore him to leave their region. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed was imploring him that he might accompany him. And he did not let him, but he said to him, "Go home to your people and report to them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he had mercy on you." And he went away and began to proclaim it in Decapolis what great things Jesus had done for him. And everyone was amazed. Here Jesus is. He's working out a miracle, a big miracle. Where this man who has been plagued and all these people know it and they're fearful of him, this has been happening for years, and all of a sudden they see a great deliverance. But they also saw a great economic expense on their behalf. And they did not understand because they didn't understand spiritual things. They did not realize that Jesus was dealing with demons. They did not realize that what was happening to those demons was literally the deception of death, that they were simply being loosed right back into their country And those demons were now available unto every one of them. Legion was his name. They say there was about 2,000. We don't know that. We know there were 2,000 pigs. How many men are in a legion? 6,000 are in a Roman legion. So how many demons were actually in him? We don't know. But they were loosed back out. And we need to understand, Jesus knew that was going to happen. And when those people saw it, because they didn't understand, the power of understanding is the power unto life. But it only comes through the unction of the Holy Spirit. We do not understand the things of God until the Holy Spirit draws us to Him and gives us that knowledge. Can I get an amen? And as we come under the authority of Jesus Christ, because it comes to Him first, we've got to believe without the Holy Spirit. We've got to receive without the Holy Spirit. And then what do we receive? We receive the Holy Spirit who sets us in that faith, who holds us in that faith, who keeps us in that faith, and delivers us unto the end. Do you understand? Because there is the power of understanding that Jesus is God. When you see these things, you don't run from them. You don't chase Him away like these people did because they didn't understand what's happening in our world today. When the body of Christ comes out at this world, the world rejects us. Why? Because they reject Christ. Because they don't understand. We only come to salvation through the power of understanding. That means our minds need to be open to spiritual things. And that only happens through the power of God. For no man is saved outside of God. And as we submit ourselves and give ourselves, Jesus says, no, you have to stay. You can't come with me right now. You are in me, but you can't come with me. So go into your hometown and speak the truth to all of them. And where did he go? He went into the Decapolis. What is the Decapolis? The Decapolis, it was an area of 10 cities. It was a large area. It would be about the size of Rhode Island. And he became a preacher. Isn't that what it says? And he told them of the wonders of what Jesus had done. That's where we are. When we come to the power of understanding, we know God has left us here for a time. Why? To be witnesses unto our own salvation into the world. You do not need to know this book inside and out, but you need to know Jesus Christ inside and out. Can I get an amen? Because when you know Him inside and out, you will get into this book and begin to know this book inside and out. Yesterday I was on the telephone with a young gentleman and I'm expressing things unto him going through a tough time. I could not believe the amount of scriptures God had me quoting to him. And I'm going to tell you right now, one of the worst things, and this is going to sound horrible because I'm saying this during a sermon, one of the worst things you can do to a person is just quote scripture at them to try and straighten them out. Okay? You need to have compassion. You need to have compassion. So when I was quoting the scriptures, it was because he would tell me something, and I would say, do you realize what you just said? Well, no. And then I would quote the scripture that he just said to me, paraphrasing. Oh, I had no idea that was in the Bible. Yeah, and then I'd tell him where it was. Y'all know me. I cannot quote chapter, book, and verse. I can't do it. It's not me. But when the Holy Spirit does it through me, it amazes me how this stuff comes back to my remembrance. Because the Word tells us, don't worry what you shall say, for the Holy Spirit will remind you of all things that I have taught you. Woo! Can I get an amen, church? Come on. That proves there's a God, because I ain't that smart. And you all know it, especially that lady right there. But it so amazed me, because how many people are walking and they're saying spiritual things and they don't even realize it because they don't understand, because they don't know Him. They're coming to know Him, but we who know Him can point it out and show them the way. Each of us is in a Decapolis, and that's our world. That's where we live. That's where we are. We may not understand all the things of God, but we know what He's done for us. Can I get an amen? And because we have come to that understanding, now we have the power therein to take it out and bring many unto the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen? How many of you ever thought that this was about the salvation of a whole bunch of other people when they all rejected Jesus right there at the seaside? But it was about this one who was going to go out and testify unto the Lord and give his life, preaching the gospel as best he knew it, unto his own salvation. Can I get an amen? Brothers and sisters, it is only through the power of understanding, and sometimes we have to go to the school of hard knocks before we understand. Can I get an amen? And because we don't know, praise God, he's on our side and he will teach us. And may we always remember, if you don't know, what does the Scripture tell us to do? Ask for wisdom, and it will be given to you. Doesn't say it might be. It says it will be. But guess what that means? You may lose a few pigs to get it. Is it worth it? Yeah, because everything you lose, remember, pigs were unclean. So what are you going to lose? You're going to lose all the unclean stuff. How many of us want to get rid of that stuff anyhow? So let us get rid of the unclean. Let us understand and have the power in that understanding unto life and unto the salvation of our very world. That's how important you are. Because the demons, they never go to hell. They just keep going back out after more and more and more. But we serve an eternal God who never loses anybody. For all who receive will see the day of salvation. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, what a day it is that we can understand that even the things of darkness must bow to you. And Lord, in that, as we walk with you and have received from you, so too will we be empowered to walk beyond those things, to get through them and to conquer them. Because you are the victory. You have told us that we should not fear, for you have already overcome the world. For the victory is ours in Christ Jesus. So, Lord God, we call upon your name, the name that is above every name, the name that every tongue shall confess and every knee shall bow, that Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Lord, the day is approaching, and it's approaching fast. So may we not be weary in well-doing, but may we stand up every day and continue the fight unto the salvation of all who would believe, that as they come to the understanding, that they may receive the power of that understanding and come to a saving faith in the name and in the Spirit of Jesus, who is the Christ, our Savior. And the church says, and amen.
You have been listening to a Bible teaching from the Heart of Christ Church. You can locate us on the web at theheartofchristchurch.com. There you will find many useful links to contact us or donate to our ministry, where it is our mission to love God, love others, and go.